This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel on Sunday expanded its evacuation orders in southern Gaza the day after a deadly strike in northern Gaza. AP correspondent Nayan Kim reports.
The evacuation order covered districts in the center, east, and west.
Meanwhile, Moscow's forces on Sunday were in their sixth day of intense battles against Kyiv's largest incursion into Russian territory since the start of the war, which left southwestern parts of Russia vulnerable before reinforcements started arriving. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Sunday Russia had launched nearly 2,000 cross-border strikes from its western Kursk region at Ukraine's Sumy region over the summer, something he said deserved a fair Ukrainian response. Now here's AP correspondent Nayan Kim on the Gaza's Khan Yunis evacuations.
Israeli military is ordering more evacuations in southern Gaza in one of its largest directives yet. With the distant sound of drones, Gazan families are dismantling their shelters, some for the seventh time. Where are we going? We don't know, Mohammed Ashour says. There's no safe place left, not even a humanitarian zone. The latest order applies to areas in and around Khan Yunis, including part of a humanitarian zone from which Israel says Hamas has been launching attacks. It comes as an Israeli airstrike killed at least 90 Palestinians sheltering in a school in the north. I'm Nayan Kim.
Residents fled their homes on Sunday as a fast-moving wildfire outside Athens moved closer to the Greek capital. This is VOA News. Former U.S. President Donald Trump announced over the weekend one of his campaign websites was hacked, VOA's Veronica Balderas Iglesias reports.
Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump first posted about it Saturday on his Truth social media platform. The post read, "We were just informed by Microsoft Corporation that one of our many websites was hacked by the Iranian government." Iranian officials have rejected the accusations. The documents allegedly hacked reportedly included information about Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance. He appeared Sunday on several news shows, but questions focused on the presidential race. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
Democratic Republic of Congo said on Sunday it had begun talks with Zambia, a day after its southern African neighbors sealed their common border, blocking a key export route for Congo, the world's second-largest copper producer. Zambia's trade minister announced a temporary border closure on Saturday after a Congolese ban on imported soft drinks and beer led to demonstrations by Congolese transporters in a town on the Zambian border. Congo's trade minister said on Sunday his ministry had received no formal notice of a trade dispute from Zambia before it announced the closure. The French lawyer for Olympic boxing champion Amon Khalif has filed a legal complaint in France for online harassment, VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Khalif faced a rain of criticism and false claims about her sex during the Paris Olympics. She won gold Friday in the women's welterweight division, becoming a new hero in her native Algeria and bringing global attention to women's boxing. The complaint was filed Friday with a special unit in the Paris prosecutor's office for combating online hate speech. It is now up to prosecutors to decide whether to open an investigation. The complaint does not name an alleged perpetrator, but leaves it to investigators to determine who could be at fault. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
The death toll from a landslide at a vast garbage dump in Uganda's capital, Kampala, has risen to 21, police said on Sunday, as rescue workers continue to dig for survivors. After torrential rain in recent weeks, a huge mound of garbage at the city's only landfill site collapsed late on Friday, crushing and burying homes on the edge of the site as residents slept. Find more online at voanews.com or download the VOA News mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.